From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been hearing, the U.S. and its allies conducted airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria today. The focus is destroying what are called modular oil refineries used by the militant group ISIS to make fuel to finance its operations. Marketplace's Noel King has been getting more information on this. Morning, Noel.
Good morning, David.
What are these modular oil refineries exactly?
They are smaller scale facilities than your typical big sprawling refinery. ISIS uses these units to refine crude that's shipped in from oil fields that it controls in eastern Syria and Iraq. The oil field is the head of the snake, so to speak, but there seems to be some hesitation on the part of the U.S. and its allies to strike the fields from the air. And the explanation you see frequently is that there's concern about the long-term impacts, both to the environment and to the capacity of those fields to produce oil in the future. So the next best thing, if you want to disrupt the operation, is to strike the smaller facilities where oil's being refined at about the rate of a couple hundred barrels a day.
What are you hearing about whether or not these strikes make a dent on this group's wider operations? How much is the group bringing in, for instance, from the sale of oil?
We don't actually know. And the Senate's Energy and Natural Resources Committee said yesterday ISIS itself may not actually know. The most cited estimate comes from the Iraq Energy Institute. That group says ISIS brings in about $2 million a day from Syrian oil and $1.2 million from Iraqi oil. So a total of $3.2 million a day. It's not peanuts.
Marketplace's Noel King, thank you.
Thank you, David.